A major basement flood on March 15th brought a Mount Forest resident before council Monday looking for answers surrounding what he called a monster of a culvert. At the meeting, resident John Benz made the deputation to council, claiming his house on Clyde Street in Mount Forest had seen severe flooding since this culvert's installation. His letter to council explains the culvert is located east to west at Ayrshire Avenue, and he says he vouches a crew member installing the culvert expressed worry about the potential flooding ramifications. Benz explained he's getting more water coming towards his property now than ever.
We're getting water from both sides of the street now, which we didn't before. We only had it on our side. So now they put in this big monster of a culvert, and we're getting water from both sides plus up the street. So that was the reason why we got all this water in our basement.
Ben says this is the first issue with water his property has had, and said the culvert would be best served to be taken out for the sake of the neighborhood.
One change I like to see is to remove the culvert altogether. And that would solve, I think, a lot of our problems. We've been there 7 years, never had a problem with water. So all the water that's coming in, it's coming from all angles. The other side of the street is dry, and we're getting all the water. Doesn't seem fair.
Mayor Andy Lennox said the problem isn't news to council, who are looking over how to prevent future issues.
We are taking this matter seriously, and certainly, you know, we're not going to get it resolved today. But we are working towards a solution, and certainly we will try to involve you as the time proceeds to where we get to the next steps.
Lennox says his staff have been on site to oversee what he labeled pre-existing challenges. Ben says the problems stem not only from melting snow, but also mass rainfall. Stay tuned, Lennox told Benz, who says luckily he was able to deal with the water with the help of his neighbors. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.